if you've been in a system like the Nazarene Church or like a really legalistic form of evangelicalism, it's like being an animal that has been beaten and abused, like a dog whose previous owner was really abusive. And every time that dog would even look like it was going to step out of place, that dog would be thrashed with a newspaper, right? And so that dog then becomes a rescue dog, and it goes into somebody's house. And any time the fellow would open up a newspaper, that dog would like freak out. And so you got to remember that for evangelicals and people like myself, the law was the newspaper that we were beaten with Sunday after Sunday, message after message. And when somebody comes into a form of Lutheranism where they are basically saying, yeah, that law thing, that you know, we can just put that away, you don't need to hear that anymore, what they're doing is they're overreacting. They're ending up in the opposite ditch. And so one of the hardest things for me after becoming a Lutheran was learning to hear God's law without all of the Nazarene baggage, so that it can properly strip me of my self-righteousness and show me my sin, so that then I can trust the gospel. And now being forgiven and the accusing work of the law being brought to an end, I can see and say the same thing about the law that James says, that the law is the law of perfect freedom. And now I know what it looks like to walk in freedom rather than slavery, and God's law is informing me on that. It's not giving me the power to keep it, but I'm not afraid of it anymore, and I don't trigger like an abused rescue dog. Instead, I can embrace it and see it as holy and having a function in my life as a believer. The overreaction keeps God's law away from you, which is as harmful to you as keeping the gospel away from you.